This is Ava Nielsen, Louisville soccer commit. Okay. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Ava Nielsen, Louisville soccer commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, one take, Ava. Let's go.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about the respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, Ava Nielsen, Louisville soccer commit. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So today's a pretty cool day also because Newsday is following you around, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that. What's going on?
I'm taking their followers through my typical day as an athlete. I'm showing them my training, me working out, what I eat, homework, all that fun
stuff. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, I know I saw this morning you were playing soccer in the snow. What was that like?
That was good. I did slip a lot and get a little muddy, but it wasn't too cold.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you being one of the top high school players here in Long Island, committed to Louisville, like I said, St. Anthony's, soccer star. What was it like playing at St. Anthony's this year with everything going on in the pandemic?
This was actually my first year playing since freshman year, and it was probably the most fun I've had in a while. I just love the team atmosphere, the girls, the competitiveness. It really was a great experience. It was a little difficult with COVID because we couldn't hang out with each other as much and we always had to wear a mask, but we made it work and I had a great time.
Yeah, I mean, so fortunate just to be able to play. I know so many high school seniors haven't played fall or winter sports, so just having the opportunity to play and compete is a pretty cool experience. I know you just said that it was your first year playing, so you play on a, you know, an extremely high-level club team. Explain what that's like and, you know, why you weren't allowed to play, you know, your first 3 years of high school.
So my sophomore and junior year, I played for the Developmental Academy. And basically their rule is you cannot play school ball just because you're training with your club team at that time and there's just not enough time to do both. So it was really hard seeing all my friends playing together and missing out on stuff like pep rally or their final game, but that time was really critical for me because that's when I really started to improve as a player, and I got noticed by coaches, so it worked out in the end.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's huge. You have to play, you know, at that level against probably the best girls in the country, traveling everywhere. Commitment-wise, what was it like for you? What did you have to give up? Obviously, high school soccer, but as far as the social aspects, how much did you give up? Obviously, it's all worth it now. Playing, you know, having a chance to play in the ACC, but what kind of commitment was it just playing at that high level, and what'd you have to give up?
It was a pretty large commitment. My mom says I'm the most dedicated and determined person she knows. Just even, like, from training, I just tried to train as much as I could, get better in every possible way, whether that be eating healthy or not hanging out with your friends or limiting your screen time so you're not tired. And my friends still make fun of me. They're like, Ava can't hang out today. She has soccer tomorrow at 3 p.m. she can't be tired.
It's all worth it now. You get to play at the ACC, travel to some of the top schools in the country. You know, that being said, being a Louisville commit, what would you say is going to be the most exciting venue or, you know, school that you're going to get to play against?
I'm really excited to play against the University of Virginia. That was one of my other top schools, and I'm just excited to hopefully beat them.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, we had Sydney Moore on. She plays at Boston College. She was saying how the ACC is arguably the best conference for women's soccer. Was that a big reason, you know, why you decided to go to Louisville? Or just explain the whole recruiting process. I know you were telling me a little bit how when you got offered, your mom and dad, no one answered, and it was exciting news, and then they text you, what's the matter?
Yeah.
tell that story.
I was looking at a bunch of other schools. I was offered June going into my senior year, which is pretty late. The dead period just lifted, and my trainer told me to call all my coaches. So I called Louisville. They didn't answer. They actually never answered my emails. I was getting worried. I was like, are they not interested in me? Like, I've been to their camp. I played so well.
Right.
Like, are they just not interested? So I still had other schools that I was looking at, and they set up a call with me a couple days later, and they offered me. I was in my friend's backyard.
Right.
And, I mean, I was not expecting anything of the call, so right. I was really excited. And then I got off the phone. I called both of my parents. Neither of them answered. My dad called me back first. He was so pumped. He still is really excited.
Right.
And then my mom, she texted me. She said, I'm in the supermarket, Ava. Like, can this wait? Is it important? And I'm like, no, this cannot wait. I just got offered from Louisville.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's such an exciting experience, you know, getting that call and picking a school. Was it different being in a pandemic, or were you, I mean, you said you were able to visit the school, so that's kind of cool, but was it a different recruiting process with everything going on?
I was lucky enough to have started early looking at schools. I was probably looking at schools since my freshman year, maybe even the summer going into my freshman year. I got the chance to see Louisville three times. I went to three of their camps. Yeah, it was really nice. I really love the campus, and I just, the big, like, selling point for me was how close the girls were. It seems like next year I'm going to be walking into 25 new best friends.
Yeah.
The coaches also were a big part in my decision. I just felt like they wanted the best for the girls, and they were so committed to making that happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's exciting stuff, man. Louisville, unbelievable place. What would you say going into your freshman year, non-soccer related, would be things that you're going to be most excited for, like going to a football game, basketball game? Oh. Just what, besides soccer, what would you say that you're really looking forward to the most?
Besides soccer, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting new friends and going to the Louisville basketball games. Yeah. I love watching basketball.
Listen, I'm a big Louisville basketball fan. I love college basketball, but to be at a home Louisville basketball game, that's got to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Playing at the next level, I think one of the most important things is, you know, the speed, strength, working out. You know, now we've been working out together for a little bit. What would you say, I guess the first time we worked out, I mean, you really didn't, I guess, know what you were getting into, or they kind of didn't tell you. What was that first experience like? Everyone always has a fun first day.
I had no idea what I was expecting. Yeah, Mike just DM'd me and was like, hey, want to come train? I'm like, oh, this sounds like a good idea. Like, I need a trainer anyway. I need to get stronger. So I came in with one of my friends, and it was rough. It was kind of hard. I did not expect it to be that hard. I thought I was kind of like going to breeze through it, but it was really helpful and beneficial, so I keep coming back.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't wait to continue this journey with you to really get you ready for that next level. I'm excited that we started working together. It's definitely gonna be a lot of fun. What would you say, you know, that you've been here that you really dislike doing? Like, when I say it, you're like, oh my god, we have to do it.
The core workouts at the end, I'm just like so done, and they're hard.
Yeah. What about what do you enjoy? Is there anything specific that you like doing?
I like the ladder the most.
Yeah,
the
footwork.
And I like leg exercises. Those are just easier for me.
Yeah, soccer players always have the best footwork. It's always fun to see you guys breeze through it and watch some of the other kids struggle. It's great. You know, now that you've been, you know, working out here, it's the winter time here in obviously New York. When do you have to head to school? Do you know yet, as far as, you know, the details of when you really got to get started and get ready?
So I'm pretty sure I leave either the last day in July or August 1st, so that's pretty early. I'll be doing summer school there. A bunch of the fall athletes do that just so their schedule isn't overloaded in the fall.
Yeah.
I don't know my roommate yet. I don't know when that comes. But I'm really excited to go.
That's
awesome.
I'm a little worried. Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely going to be great. You're going to have fun. You know, you're so committed to soccer, and you put the time in to be one of the best players in the state. What advice would you give to a younger athlete who, you know, maybe a middle school kid who's, you know, who wants to play at the next level? Now that you've gone through everything, ups and downs, the late nights, traveling and practicing and waking up, doing it again. What advice would you give somebody coming up?
I have two pieces of advice. The first is to just keep working hard, because even if you're not the best or you're not naturally athletic, like, if you keep working hard and you put in your all, like, you'll eventually make progress and make some good achievements. My second piece of advice is that you have to stay proactive with these college coaches. It's so easy for them to forget about you. I tried to email once a week, which is probably annoying, but yeah, it worked. And I tried calling, and I said before, like, Louisville, like, they never email me back. So just because, like, a school isn't emailing you back right away, don't think that you can't go there.
Right. Yeah. That's great stuff. Great advice, especially somebody who's gone through the whole process. You know what everything's like. I wanted to ask you, we've had a lot of funny superstitions, you know, you being at such a high level and playing so many games. Do you have any wild superstitions or anything you do pregame? Or
I like to go to bed at 8:30 before game nights. I need a full night of sleep.
That's
to
great.
Perform my best. Yeah, that would be my superstition.
Yeah, sleep's definitely important. I like going to bed early, so that's funny. So, you know, at a young age, you started playing soccer. You know, it seems like you always had high expectations. Now that you're playing, or you're going to be playing at one of the best conferences in the country, have your expectations changed, or your goals? Have they changed since, you know, you were younger?
Since I was 10, I wanted to play professionally. I definitely feel like that could still be an option going to Louisville. I'm just trying to get better each day and seeing where my career takes me.
That's awesome. So let's say in 5 years from now, we'll be watching you play overseas somewhere professionally.
Hopefully.
That's awesome. I hope so, too. I'm excited to keep working with you. Right now, we're going to do Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. So it's going to be one word answer. We're going to say two different things. You just pick which one you like better.
Okay.
Ready to rock?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Oh, I'm torn. I can't choose.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
Ooh, AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
What's your favorite late night snack?
This is really bad, but probably cookies.
There you go.
That's what Kiara said. Really?
Cookies is a good choice. Late night. You play enough soccer, you could probably have anything you want. Well, thank you so much for being on the MyCapital 100 podcast. I can't wait to work with you and follow your journey at Louisville, and hopefully see you play professionally one day.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight.